So today we're going to meet and talk with Ms. Bree Sedano, who is a personal finance expert. She teaches all about money mindset all over the country. And she has some bombs to drop on us today. She says in this podcast, success just feels like failure until you're there. I love it. Let's jump right in and learn something.
Let me lay the groundwork just a little bit for you. So what we notice is that there's kind of three people. There's three people who types of people who come to us. There's the person who comes to us. They want to learn about real estate. They want to have a real estate business and they've done nothing. Actually, I don't mind those people. If they're open to learn, if they're open to change, if they're open to shift gears in their life, that's pretty good. The second type of person is a person who we want to talk about today. They go to the seminars. They go to the meetups. They buy software. They work their spreadsheets. Okay? They do all the real estate things. They feel like they're doing real estate, but in essence, they're just going around and around and around the mountain. And then the third type of person is actually a person who comes on board, they immediately start getting traction, and they immediately start going up the mountain. And that's where we're trying to get everybody to go. And so this second type of person, I would say that what they're doing is they're doing tons of busy work, but they're not taking the type of action that leads to real traction. So Bree, give us some practical tips. First of all, what is happening? What is happening for that person?
All right. So I would say there's really two different levels that we're going to look at a person to be able to kind of solve that issue. So the first thing is a level that goes on inside the mind. And sometimes we have judgments about something that would prevent us from taking action. So the difference between a judgment and a belief is the story of like right or wrong, right? So you can just believe something like, oh, the sky is blue, the grass is green. And that's just a belief. It's just something that you know to be true. Judgments, however, generally have a little bit more of a moral attachment, like a good or a bad or a right or a wrong, you know, and sometimes there's even flavors of that, like a generous or a greedy or a shameful or an innocent, you know, things like that. So when we're going to really do big things, one of the, like on an emotional level, which is different than the judgment level, but I'm going to tie it all together in a second, is when we're going to do big things, we have to have a lot of emotional range. Abundance requires emotional range. We have to be able to put certain feelings on the table, right? So let's just say I'm going to hire you. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to take your amazing 12-week program. I'm going to learn all the things. And then I have to like go borrow some money. Or, you know, go take the action that like actually moves the needle. And so that may be a fair failure. I might have to put failure on the table. I might have to go ask for that loan and be denied. Or I might put in that offer and have it not accepted. Or I might buy the house and be wrong about my numbers, about anything else. And then I might have to be, you know, I might have to be a failure. I might have to be wrong. I might have even people in my life who are going to tell me I told you so, right? And so there's a lot of emotional components to that. Now, when we have judgments, sometimes that can make that emotional space really, really tumultuous. And when you start to like balance those judgments out, what we can end up finding is a lot of times the thing that we had judged as the wrong and bad and the thing that we didn't want, we're actually like, well, all right, well, if I did fail, I probably wouldn't die. I'd probably be okay. I would probably come away with some lessons. And you start to see the advantages to that. And like, obviously, we're still going to be going for success. I'm not encouraging anybody to like, you know, set their target on failure here. But a lot of times it's that fear of failure. But like, the truth is success just feels like failure until you're there. So when we take the judgment off of that and we don't have to be on the wrong side of our own judgment, you know, in success and failure, we can have a lot more freedom to move about and to be able to take risks and to be able to take action. So that's a mental activity that will help to balance out judgments.
What is the best tool that we can use to break that down?
You'd have to isolate the judgment. You'd have to isolate the thing that they're not willing to be on the wrong side of their own judgment about. And so sometimes you can just ask some questions and be like, well, if you were a failure, what would that mean about you? And that's generally where you'll get the story like, oh, people will have really intense feelings that don't exactly match the situation. So once you can see the judgment, then you can see, all right, so if you were on the right side of your own judgment, you would be feeling cool, happy, excited, progress, you know, making progress, whatever. But if you were on the wrong side of your judgment, you would be in the woods by yourself, dying ever so slowly of dysentery. Okay, great. Gotcha. And then from there, once you have that judgment, you can start to help them balance it.
There is an emotional resistance that is really the block to the action, but the emotion doesn't really match the activity. So it's like, I need to push myself and I need to make these 20 calls to potential sellers who might sell me a property. But instead, I'm going to go clean the dishes. I'm going to go sweep the house. I'm going to take the pets for a walk first. And then before you know it, someone else calls. I get on the phone with them. I forgot. I needed to send these 3 emails. Next thing you know, it's 8:00 at night. Oh, well, shoot, it's too late to call them now. So that emotion, though, is something wrapped around probably. They are embarrassed.
That's possible. A lot of times people will just have to sit with their feelings for a minute and then kind of process it. But this question is a question that I sometimes will very plainly ask to my clients is, well, would you be willing to feel the sensation of being harshly rejected, let's say for $10,000? Now you're safe. You're not going to get hurt, but you're going to feel that emotional sting. You're going to feel your feelings be hurt and you're going to have to sit with that rejection for a minute. Would you be willing to feel in your body the sensation of rejection for, let's say, $10,000? And when you put it to people like that, they're generally pretty agreeable. So sometimes the resistance when they're taking the action, if we're not really clear about it, it'll just be like, oh, I just have to organize my drawers. I just have to pet my kid. I just have to, you know, fold all my socks or whatever. As we go, we can stretch that emotional range. So instead of trying to not do it, just be like, I'm going to be rejected and I'm going to feel that rejection. And in time, you can even get a little like, maybe like kinky would be a good word about it. Like at this point, I'll eat a rejection sandwich and I will carry on with my day. That, and a lot of times the feelings that we're so afraid of, when you really sit with them and give them your full presence, 2 minutes. It's like 2 minutes, but it's when we fight them 60, 90 seconds later, that rejection, once I give it my full presence and attention, is just satisfied. Because most of the time it's like the fear of the feelings is so much worse than the actual feelings. We don't want to feel rejected. We don't want to feel embarrassed. We don't want to feel failure. And so the feeling will just kind of just keep knocking at our door, just trying to be acknowledged and just keep bothering us and keep bothering us. And keep bothering us and just be in our face. And that's will really create a lot of just static. You know, it creates a lot of mental noise. It creates a lot of sensation. It can even create a lot of like exhaustion. Repressing emotions takes a lot of work.
We're going to wrap it up with that. Will you tell people how to get in touch with you, how to get some of your services in their life if they are looking for that?
Yeah. So I'm Cash Confident on all of the platforms. You can find me as a Cash Confident Community on Facebook, Cash Confident Community on Instagram. I have a podcast.
No question about it. Half the people that come to us, fear's holding them back. So they need a breakthrough. And I think that Bree, you'll be able to help them out.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're ready to level up your real estate investing journey, go over to 90upchallenge.com. 90upchallenge.com, where we offer online courses, group coaching, and one-on-one coaching. We hope to see you there.